Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Second DFS update podcast. So this is the short one. We'll be updating you on your daily fantasy games, which if you follow us on Twitter, you'll be seeing that we're posting them all the time. And as me and James are kings of fantasy, we've been f***ing killing it. So we've been going to update you on everything that's coming, and just telling you pretty much that you should follow our tips because we do actually know what we're doing. It surprised us at first too. Don't worry. And joined, as always, by my co-host, James. Say hello, everyone.
How are we doing, lads?
James. Well,
this was a pretty good week for us, I think, Tim. So I qualified for the NBA Thursday tournament, the big... What's it called? The 10K plus Thursday. So finished third in my little contest today. So you see, saw our tips out on Twitter. You would have probably qualified for this as well during the week.
Yeah, because you may have finished third, James, but I finished second, yeah. And I actually qualified for the qualifier. So me and James have been doing, even though we say we do a team that's like our waiver wire team, we do have our own separate accounts, and I'm better than James, so I qualified. So
got a couple of sneaky side bets on each other we don't tell each other about.
Yeah, so. You know, we keep some players to ourselves. We do not tell everything because, you know, we're here to make our own money too. But we give you guys most of what we do anyway. So, yeah, I'm better than James. Just keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, so we'll... If any of you guys qualified for that, good on you. Well done. It's a big, big payout, that one. But we're not going to be giving our teams away for that one. We'll be giving you a team for that week for tomorrow. Well, today, actually, now. Well, yeah. It'll be today. But we're not going to be giving away our full teams, I don't think, Tim. Keep a little aces up our sleeve.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving away my team for tomorrow, unfortunately. We'll
give you some hints, guys, some hints. We'll put a team out as we always do, but it's not going to be the final one.
Nah, look, we'll give them the turbo, but we're not going to give them... I'm sorry, this is too much money to put...
we're still here to help you guys. Ask us some questions and we'll answer them, but... We'll be keeping a few cards close to our chest.
And you'll see how we do after, because we'll definitely be... If we win, don't worry, we'll be posting it all over Twitter.
You'll be hearing all about it, guys. Well, as the NBA crowns a player of the week, Tim, I think we should be crowning our DFS players of the week. Because I think it's important to look back at who's been good for us in the past week and who's been winning us a bit of money. As we have profited well over the last week, Tim.
Yeah,
and
no,
you guys should have profited well as well from following our teams. And hopefully you jumped on too. So, Tim, the inaugural Waiver Wire podcast DFS Player of the Week, who is it?
All right. So my DFS Player of the Week goes to Damian Lillard. I've talked so much about him, seriously, on this last couple of podcasts, even though I hate Portland because of what they just did to Denver the other day. But
he's just a fantasy gun.
Lillard has been killing it. And the reason I gave him my Player of the Week is because he's a lot cheaper than Harden and Westbrook. Even though they may have been scoring higher, you're a lot easier to slot Lillard into your team and still be able to buy good other players with you. So, Dame Dollar, what has he been averaging? Like 50-something?
Something insane.
Yeah, it's like 50-something points. Only beaten by like Westbrook and Harden, pretty much. So, he's my DFS Player of the Week.
And I think it's just elementary, Tim, who I'm going to be picking. Russ Westbrook.
That's not elementary.
Yeah, well, it could have been James Harden or Anthony Davis.
Yeah, good. All very good picks.
James Harden I was leaning towards. But the 40, it's a pretty high standard to be the player of the week on this podcast, I think, Tim. We only picked the cream of the crop. And these 48 points, even though not a bad output, for his price of 24K, probably expecting above 55. Everywhere you go. And Russ has produced. He has been producing. He's, I don't think he scored below... I think his lowest score was 60, actually. Maybe.
I think he might have had a bad one. He definitely got, like, 79, 81,
59. Was it 59 his lowest? 60. 59.5 was his lowest. So he's just been absolutely on fire. He's been an inferno.
In the inferno. Well, you should have expected that from Russ. With KD gone, he's the man now.
Just try and stop him. Just try and stop him. But he's been, even though he is 22K, he's the second most? Maybe LeBron's.
Nah, LeBron's 19.
Nah, well, he's the second most expensive player in the game. For good reason. Him and Harden have been absolutely turning it on. And just barely Timmy sneaks home as my DFS player of the week.
So you sneak home like Al Mandon did in the Melbourne Cup. Oh,
absolutely. And when you have him at 14-1, you'd be absolutely stoked with Al Mandon absolutely sprinting home down the street.
Kick home.
When you have first and second, even better, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Absolutely no worries. Well, looking forward to the week ahead, James.
Yeah, let's have a look forward. I think that's the most important part of this podcast, not to look about how good we were last week. It is important to let all
gloat.
Of you know.
Gloat a little bit.
And let you all know that we're putting in the hard yards for you guys so that all you have to do is jump on the your DraftKings or your Draft Stars.
Yeah, type in Twitter and go on Waiver Wire Twitter, put it in a double, you know, got one tab open a while. Put a copy of our team in and you're right, you're sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Make yourself some profit.
We're making it easy. We're just making you guys money. That's what it's all about. So let's get to that, Tim. Let's make the listeners some money.
So who do you reckon for our American fans? We'll do it on our American fans date. So if you're in Australia, you'll understand it's the day behind. But
for so Wednesday, we're talking Thursday here, but it's actually Wednesday.
Yeah, so NBA Wednesday.
NBA Wednesday. Hashtag NBA Wednesday.
Yep. That's what we'll put on the tweet tonight. Don't worry.
It'll be out there, guys. Don't you worry about that. So my must-have player for NBA Wednesday.
Let me guess.
Can we all know who's coming? Everyone knows Houston's playing tomorrow, right?
There we go.
There he is, the king. As I tweeted before,
LeBron James playing for Houston?
Ah, please. The MVP update I gave you all before. I hope you all saw
Anthony Davis.
No, James Harden gave you the MVP update. My boy absolutely cooked the Cavs. Too bad I couldn't get the W. Took an L. But hey, if it wasn't for the Warriors shooting 100% in the fourth quarter...
Warriors.
What?
The Cavaliers. You said the Warriors.
Oh, well,
I have audio evidence of you saying the Warriors.
I'll edit that shit. Don't you worry. the Cavaliers. You cooked them. And New York did not look good against the Pistons team, did they?
New York. Super team New York, you mean? Derrick Rose with Brandon Jennings telling people he's going to catch some bodies.
The super team didn't catch many bodies.
You know, not catching any bodies.
My friend. So I think James Harden... He'll be pretty angry about that, L. And also, I've got a little... This is how in-depth we go for you guys. So, the Rockets game actually finished... So, it started at 9 a.m. here. The New York game didn't start till, I think, 10:30, if I'm correct. Yeah. That's an hour and a half difference in finishing time, Tim.
Who's at home?
The Knicks. But they're both traveling from about pretty much the same distance. So, the Rockets got showered, they got on that plane, and they would have got into New York before the Knicks did, Tim.
James...
That's a bit of advantage. Mate, when you're playing on a back to back, but don't worry, Harden's gonna be annoyed about that L. He wants that W, and he's going into New York, and Derek Rose is not gonna have an absolute hope against him. Look for him to put up 40-40-40, I think, Tim.
40-40.
That's fair. Nah, let's realistically, he'll be close to a triple double again. Probably plus 20, 25 plus points, 10 assists. And whatever rebounds he can be bothered grabbing onto.
Yep.
But, definitely he's a must-have tomorrow for me. $24,000, it's a steep price, but get him in as you can.
Fair call. Well, since NBA Wednesday is a big day, we thought we'd give you two players. You get extra lucky, so you get two players there. Now, I think it's pretty obvious here. New Orleans is playing Memphis. So all I have to say is jump on Anthony Davis. He took the piss against everyone so far, apart from the Spurs, even though he got 18-5 and 3 blocks, which is still a pretty good stat line, if we're honest.
That's not bad.
He's going to demolish them. So what we've effectively done here, James, is named the two most expensive players that people would have had the most percentage in their team anyway.
Look at that for advice now. Anthony Davis hasn't been that highly selected. So he's a bit of a... And, you know, James Harden only had 1% selection today.
Really?
So, they weren't selected... Didn't have a high selection. He only had 1% selection in today's contest, Tim.
Rubbish.
1%. I'm not joking. 1%. 1.17% selected him. They're at such a high price, people just ignore them. But we're telling you, you must get them in your team.
It's just worth it. And moving on to Thursday, our big man.
We both unanimous.
Yeah, unanimous decision here. Rudy Gay
has not scored under 32 points this season in draft stars. That's not like point totals, that's draft stars, fantasy point totals. Fantastic value and consistency, especially coming up against the struggling Orlando Magic. And they've been terrible this year.
Yeah, they haven't been fantastic, have they?
And even better. Is it even better?
What?
That's even better team. He's only 11.9K.
Is he?
He's only 11.9.
Absolute steal.
That's a steal.
Absolute steal.
We must have him on Thursday, I think. He's just a lot of discussion as to whether he's been a good player for the teams he's been on, and teams have always been this argument about teams getting better when he leaves, but
who cares?
We don't care about that in fantasy, do we, Tim?
No, absolutely not.
We just care about the fact that he's putting up points and he's getting some rebounds, getting some assists, and I think he'll do all right for you on Thursday. Yeah. So,
I agree, James.
We got to move on to Friday?
Yeah, moving on to Friday.
This one, so I'll go first, actually. We have two for NBA, hashtag NBA Friday.
Yeah.
We've gone with our separate ways again. So I've gone with Dame Dollar. Can you go past Lillard at the moment? Red hot form. And Deron Williams got injured against Houston. Played out the game, but just looked leap. He was a bit proppy and struggled a bit. And Devin Harris is still out. So he's coming up against an injured JJ Barea. An injured Deron Williams and JJ Barea. And they just can't stop him at the moment, Tim. Big things, I reckon, for 17.9K at the point guard position. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, my pick here...
Bit of value you've got here.
My pick here is Yusuf Nurkic. Everyone right here, just listen to what I'm saying. Yusuf Nurkic will dominate Karl Anthony Towns. I know you...
Jesus.
You won't be thinking that. I know anyone else won't be thinking that, because everyone's like, oh, Kat's the next superstar.
Well,
Minnesota, let's be honest, they haven't been the best rebounding team.
He made an absolute mess of Memphis today, Tim.
Yeah, but did you see Memphis team?
Yeah.
Apart from that, they haven't been the best rebounding team.
Yeah.
And Nurkic and Jokic have been destroying on the boards. Denver is currently one of the best rebounding teams in the league. And Nurkic is one of the reasons that he hasn't got under 10 rebounds yet this season.
Hasn't he?
No.
Not that's under 10. That's a little hashtag waiver wire stat.
He's broken his record twice this year as well. That's another hashtag waiver wire stat.
Jesus.
He's got 16 and 17 rebounds twice, and he's got over 10 points in both of those games. He's going to get 40+.
Or... Gee, you've convinced me.
Or he's going to get fouled out in the first minute because Kat's going to be annoying him, and he's going to get zero. That's how it's going to work out.
Yeah, you know, that pretty much sums up Yusuf Nurkic, I think, Tim.
I love the bloke. I seriously love the bloke, and he's good for fantasy, but sometimes you're going to have to accept if you get him that he might get, like, 10.
Jeez, if you're lucky... Maybe you'll get both Dame and Nurkic.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Should be going all right for you. We got you guys, don't you worry. Saturday, Tim. Another unanimous one. More that I picked it and then you just couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
But, pains me to say it, but I think in the old mate...
Old mate Dwight.
I wouldn't say he's an enemy of the podcast.
I like Dwight. What are you
doing? I like Dwight, even though he left Houston.
He's my only player at Houston that I liked last season.
But I did like Dwight, so... The Rockets have been, it's not a secret, we've been getting hammered on the boards in the first couple of games. Undersized, well not even undersized, just Ryan Anderson is too busy out on the three-point line to get any rebounds. And Clint Capella can't do it all himself, so just, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he ends up with 20-20.
Yeah, 20 points, 20 boards.
He's just going to be the garbage man. He'll be getting rebounds and just dunking all over people. He'll want to make a statement against the Rockets, so expect a big game from him. And he's pretty value too.
Yeah.
14.5K.
It's pretty good for a center when your average price he'll be getting plays about 11,000.
Yeah, and he'll be getting 50, I reckon. Yeah. 50 fantasy points for you guys on Saturday. Lock that in. Napa
know-how. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Done. Well, Sunday. Moving on to Sunday. I'm not exactly sure about this one. This is James's pick.
Well, maybe let me go through this one again, I think.
Go for it.
Stick with me here, listeners. Just hear me out. Jabari Parker. Hasn't been fantastic, by my own admission, I'll admit that. Has not been fantastic. But they're coming up against the Dallas Mavericks, who have been poor. And Dirk will be playing. He's back from the flu. And he's just too mobile, Tim. He's just too mobile. Dirk can't defend him. He'll be dunking. He's too athletic. Just be dunking all over him. I could see this is a real turning point for Jabari Parker this season against Dirk. Carlisle won't leave the matchup for long, but I think he can exploit it long enough to get you a good little fantasy return and get him into a rhythm. And there's not many scoring options on the Milwaukee Bucks, is there, Tim?
Well,
is there?
There's two.
Answer my question, Tim. Is there many scoring options on the Milwaukee Bucks aside from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jabari Parker?
Yeah.
Our boy,
the beer swilling bogan of Matthew Dellavedova.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, no. But,
so
there's two things I have to say to you first.
11.9K. I take the risk.
There's two things I have
you
to say.
You need a point of difference in fantasy daily fantasy team. It's all good and well to have the highest scoring team, but if it's the same as everyone else's, mate.
They split the money and you still win.
You get 1 point wrong. 1 point wrong and you've fallen. You just fall. That's it.
Well, there's two things I have to say to you. First of all, his name is Dwight Powell. He will come off as soon as Dirk is getting, they score on Dirk, Dwight Powell will get subbed straight on and he will dominate Jabari Parker. Dwight Powell is, have you watched him play?
Yeah.
He's going to be really good. Dwight Powell is going to be really good and I reckon he can easily shut down Jabari Parker. And there's also a bloke called, what's his name? Sajar Mejri.
Yeah.
7'2".
Maybe?
Yeah, there's not much you can do, James. It doesn't matter how mobile someone is. If he stands in front of the rim and puts his arm straight up, you're not going to get past him.
Do you know what he'll do? I'll have that poster up on my wall, thanks.
And do you know what the second thing is? The second thing I want to say is? Let's think back to the last fantasy podcast we did, the last DFS update we did. There was only one point of difference that we had in that whole thing, and who was it? What was his name? Carl Anderson. I'll remind you, Carl Anderson. And what did he score? When did he end up scoring? Even though he started and he was going to be the big point of difference?
He played 20 minutes.
And how many points did you get from...
He played 26 minutes in a team that won by 30 points. It is not my fault that he managed to score 7.95.
How many points do you get for minutes, James?
Zero. You get none.
He scored 7.95. So if you want to listen to James' advice, go for it. I'm not going to be honest. But he's keen on Jabari Parker. I'm not keen.
Not for me. Three in a row for me, I reckon. Monday. I'll keep this one simple, guys. Russ, don't at me. 23K. Moving on Tuesday.
Nice. Simple. I like it. Tuesday. Our boy, Linsanity.
Linsanity. He's our boy.
You can't not like Linsanity.
I like 2 million.
Up against the Timberwolves, who are missing Ricky Rubio, so they've got rookie point guard Chris Dunn. I've watched Chris Dunn play, and he looks very good. From one thing, he's supposed to be a very good defensive guard. So that might halt Jeremy's output, but he is still learning the NBA. Yeah, but Chris Dunn, mark my words, Chris Dunn will be a very good point guard.
Yeah,
might even be better than Emmanuel Mudiay in my...
Oof, that's a big admission.
I like Mudiay a lot, but I think Chris Dunn may be better than him. And I think Jeremy Lin will... Dunn's just too early into his career. Jeremy Lin's going to make an absolute mess of him, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think it will be. He's the only option for Brooklyn, considering they'll be playing the Timberwolves. Cat is going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Brook Lopez is going to have his hands full. And so that makes Jeremy Lin the big option for them. He's been fantastic to start the season, hasn't he, Tim?
Yeah, he's been great.
Had him in our fantasy team, so I think he was under 10K.
Yeah, at the start he was under 10K. What's he got? He's got like 40. He's got 30 plus at least three times.
Yeah, he's been a bit of value. Can't go wrong. Just so that's coming to the end of the week. So we've established a few players you definitely must have in your teams. Just like to give a shout out to our
Wait, is Wednesday 6 days now? No, is
Tuesday
is a week 6 days.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That is 7, Tim. Can you count?
Today's Wednesday. Oh yeah, tomorrow's
Saturday. Yeah. Oh
shit.
Jeez, NBA times are pretty confusing over here in Australia. Everything's backwards.
Good thing I took the right days off at work.
Go to America. Jeez, go to school in America. They don't teach you here anything here in Australia. Just like to give a shout out to our boy and a friend of the podcast who netted us some serious points this past week, who didn't get a mention anywhere because Draft Stars has now cruelly raised his price. Our boy Tim Frazier.
He's not my boy. I've never got him, actually.
You've never had him?
I've never had him. I mean, he's your boy.
Well, I guess I speak for myself. Who's your boy, mate?
Taj Gibson.
Jeez, mate, he's been value.
He's 6,900 and he's been value. He's starting for the Chicago Bulls, and the Chicago Bulls are looking very, very good. Tim Frazier, he's been making a mess of people, Tim. He's been making a mess. It has been unbelievable that Tim Frazier stayed so cheap for so long. I couldn't believe my eyes. He's three games. Denver, 42.75. Came up big against big opposition in Golden State Warriors. I backed him in at 5.5K. Couldn't go wrong. He rewarded me with 42.75 yet again, Tim. Then he came up against the Spurs. Didn't have a great game. 19, but that's expected. Expected against the class of the Spurs. And still was good value at 5.5, but now cruelly his price has been raised to 10,000, and I'm not sure he's the same value as an option that he was before. If he's going to knock out another 42, I'd gladly have him for 10.
Yeah, so would I.
Just not sure he can consistently keep it that high, Tim.
That's the problem with daily fantasy. You don't have him locked in. So if you had Tim Frazier locked in, you'd be loving him because you got him in so cheap. But now the prices are changing every once a week, probably, they change.
Just at will.
You can't just stay with the same players every day. And I've probably got the same players at least two or three times this week.
You get burned.
You do end up falling into some traps with some plays, but hey. Shout out to Tim Frazier. He was good. You were good while you lasted, mate. Yeah. And so you too, Taj Gibson, because I'm sure he's going to go up soon as well.
Well, that's 20 minutes, Tim. That's 20 minutes we've got to go, guys. That's it. 20 minutes on a dot DFS update. 20 minutes only. We've got it locked in. Thanks for joining us on the Wave Wire. This has been your DFS update. We'll be posting our teams as per usual throughout the week, just not for today's because we're winning all the money. You're not winning it. We are.
And just one thing to stop it off. Sorry. I have to give the one big piece of advice. Like, we have to give them one. Do you know what it is? Don't get Michael Carter Williams. What a piece of advice.
Hang on that bombshell is on the end of the show.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.